USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Up to 4,000 workers in New York City could lose their jobs at any moment because of the vaccine mandate in the Big Apple. New York City Mayor, Democrat Eric Adams.
Responsibility is clear. We said it. If you hire and you get this job, you have to be vaccinated. If you are not following the rules, you are making that decision. You're making the decision.
The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio, said Sunday that a bombshell new federal filing proves President Trump's claim he was being illegally spied on and the Russian collusion tale is a hoax. The Durham investigation named three people inside the Hillary Clinton campaign as the masterminds, including current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Representative Michael Turner said that Durham's investigation uncovered a whole new level of corruption and it's of grave concern. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The U.S.-Canada border bridge that's been shuttered for days between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan reopened Sunday night after police cleared protesters who had been demonstrating against COVID-19 restrictions. By 10 p.m. local time, the Ambassador Bridge was fully open, allowing the free flow of commerce between Canada and the United States. The truckers were protesting the Canadian vaccine mandate, with only a few arrests reported. The Los Angeles Police Department declared an unlawful assembly Sunday night after violent and destructive Los Angeles Rams fans wreaked havoc on downtown streets following the team's Super Bowl victory over the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. One television station reported it went from excusable to non-excusable behavior quickly. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
As the vaccine mandate in New York takes effect, Casey McFadden, a Brooklyn substitute teacher, comes out of retirement to help teach and then is fired for not being vaccinated. She was on Fox News with a message for Mayor Eric Adams.
Well, good morning to everyone. My message is, in terms of the vaccine, one size doesn't fit all. Some people do have side effects to this. But most importantly, bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all. So that way you ensure that anybody enters your facilities, your restaurants, gyms, they're COVID-free. So it would bring back the option of weekly COVID testing for all, unify the city, and it will bring in more revenue. To be honest with you, I think the city of New York is not moving in a very wise direction, and they're treading on really some deep waters because it deals with people's civil liberties. And just like the people who are advocating for abortions, they're saying their body, their choice. So again, to unify the city, bring back that option of weekly COVID testing. And I think it should be for all. Do it randomly for, again, people who are vaccinated, unfortunately.
The Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl 23-20. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.